All material used in this teaching is for non-profit spiritual training, education, and counseling only. Some limited material not authorized by the copyright holder is used for purposes aforementioned. No claim nor transgression is intended. Are you born again? Have you thought what would happen if you are not born again? John 3:6 declares that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Second Corinthians 5:17 declares this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Are you born again? In John 3:18, we find that he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:18 declares, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Are you born again? Ask yourself this very important question: am I walking by God's Holy Spirit? In Galatians 5:16, it is written, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We find in Matthew 25, verse 12, Yeshua, whom men have renamed Jesus, said to the foolish, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. John 3:6 and 7 tells us that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Our topic for today is, are you born again? We'd like to thank you for tuning in to our weekly radio program, For the Time Has Come. We are honored to bring to you an uncompromising holy word, line upon line, serving you fresh manna from the holy word of Elohim God through Welcome Holy Spirit International Ministry. We offer spiritual marriage counseling, spiritual guidance, spiritual education, preparation for the return of Christ. Call or email us with your prayer request. We are available in your area for spiritual speaking engagements. We appreciate those who give to help us continue bringing the gospel around the world. We also like to thank BBS Radio for airing this program weekly. During these end times, stay ready. Be made ready, for the time has come, is now. Don't miss out. Come journey with us. And now, get ready for an uncompromising fresh word as the bride of Christ be made ready during these end times. With your host, Apostle Sheldon and Prophet Sharon. Revelation 3:20 declares this: behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
when Nicodemus, a prominent Pharisee and member of the Yehudi Jewish Sanhedrin, came to Yeshua, whom men have renamed Jesus, with questions about his teaching and the nature of his salvation, Yeshua gave his truth about what it takes to be born again. Yeshua clearly explained by saying to the Pharisee Nicodemus, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And this is found in John 3, verse 3. In John 3, verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, and he's asking Yeshua, our Hebrew Savior, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Yeshua answered in verse 5, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Are you born again? We want to reiterate the instructions given by our Holy Savior to the Pharisee Nicodemus in John 3, verses 3 through 5. Who didn't understand what our Holy Savior meant by being born again. And to the saved believer today who is not born again by his Spirit, because many Christian believers have assumed that being saved is all that is necessary to see and enter the kingdom of heaven. God's kingdom has laws and commandments that are not kept by many saved believers. Many are still operating in their carnal, fleshly nature and have not been transformed by the renewing of their mind.
And I noticed on the calendar I'm supposed to marry y'all. What makes you think I'd marry you? You're one of the sorriest church members I have. You're not worth 15 cents.
Everybody out. This is Church of Nigeria.
Yeshua answered in verse 5, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit," and he's talking about his Spirit, "that person cannot enter the kingdom of Elohim God."
Are you born again? Let us stay reminded that every believer in Christ, our Holy Messiah, must be born again. A born-again believer in Christ will know not to grieve the Holy Spirit of Elohim God, by whom we were sealed on the day of redemption, with their fleshly behavior. In being born again of Christ, every believer must know and respect that we have been bought with a price. In 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 through 20, it is written, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" And in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20, we find, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Ephesians 4, verse 30 declares, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption."
In being born again of Christ, every believer must know and respect that we have been bought with a price. As born-again believers, we are to judge not unless we be judged.
We find in Matthew 7, verses 1 through 3, this: "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye?"
I received a call from a female family member. She assumed that our ministry was of some type of movement bringing false doctrine, but she did not say what type of movement. I listened, and she kept talking, and I could hear another spirit speaking. It wasn't the Holy Spirit speaking through her. I quickly ended the call by hanging up, knowing that that call was not from God. From the young age of 7 to 8 years old, I have become accustomed to his voice. And you'll know when it's him opposed to man's words to you. As a born-again believer, you'll have no doubt, because our Holy Father had already given to us his mandate to prepare his elect for his return since 2006. We have strived to bring forth the uncompromising gospel to outline who he is. Who is our Hebrew Savior? Our lives must be centered around who we say we are following as born-again believers. We must witness who he is more than who we are. For those who think we are teaching something different, we advise you to search the scriptures for yourself. Throughout our teachings, you will hear us pronouncing the name Yeshua. That is his Hebrew name. That does not make us Hebrew Israelites, nor are we a Hebrew roots movement simply because we call on the name of our Hebrew Savior, Yeshua. We have shared his truth throughout our teachings, and we will continue to share his truth. It's all about one person, the Holy One who died for us. It will never be about your church, my church, their church, nor any racial barriers. And it's not about any denominations concerning the kingdom of Elohim God. Because the kingdom of Elohim cannot be separated. It's only about one person who died for us to give us his salvation. Every born again believer must know who they say they are following. We must know and respect his Hebrew name.
The formal name of the Messiah is Yehoshua. Yehoshua is exactly what we read about in the book of Joshua in English. It's Yehoshua. But it is before the, it is at the time of the building of Zerubbabel's temple that the name Yehoshua was shortened to Yeshua, Yeshua. And it does mean Yah is our salvation. So if you pronounce it Yahshua, as I do and as I did, and occasionally do, because I want it to be understood that that's the form of the name. It means Yah is our Yeshua, our salvation, Yahshua. Yeshua is what Yehoshua was shortened to at the time of the Second Temple. And then when we get into the Hebrew Matthew, we have the angel Gabriel speaking to Miriam and saying, you shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins. So Yeshua, the reason he's called Yeshua is because Yoshia, he will save his people from their sins. The angel did not say to call him Yehoshua, the formal version of his name. Didn't say to call him Yahshua, which is Yah is our Yeshua, but it says Yeshua. That's exactly what it says in the ancient Hebrew Matthew.
What's behind the name? What does the name Jesus mean? What does it say? There's a Hebrew word, Yasha. In Hebrew, that word means to rescue, to help, to defend, to preserve, to make free, to attain victory, to bring to safety, to heal, to save. One word, it's got everything in it, Yasha. Everything, one word, it's the answer to everything. Yasha, it's what we spend our lives seeking for. Safety, help, we all need it, whether we realize or not. Freedom, victory, all those things in one way or the other, we're seeking for it. That's salvation. In Hebrew, From that word Yasha comes the word salvation. From that word comes the Hebrew word Yeshua. And Yeshua means salvation. And in Hebrew, it becomes something amazing. It also becomes a name. The name Jesus is really Yeshua. And in the scriptures, it says, God has become my Yeshua, or my salvation. The name Jesus is really Yeshua.
As a born-again believer, it is important to know who we say we are following, that our lives line up with His. Yeshua is the God of Israel. He is our Hebrew Savior.
As a born-again believer, our lives must imitate the life of Christ. Just as He taught His first disciples, they had to walk with Him, follow Him, and obey Him. It was after Yeshua's ascension into the heavens that they realized who He really was.
Let us not forget, as born-again believers, that a Comforter has been sent to us. Let us read John 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. At all times, we must strive to allow God's Spirit to lead our lives. We must dismiss our old character and stop using our personality. And we must stop letting our carnal minds lead our lives. It is the Holy Spirit who we, as believers in Christ, are in the likeness and image of. The Holy Spirit is the original person who we are copied after. He is more real than we are. He is the Holy Spirit of Elohim God who cannot be grieved. Let us read Ephesians 4 and 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
The first disciples walked with the Word, who is Yeshua. He is the living Word. We find in Hebrews 4 and 12 this: For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Apostle Paul later wrote in Acts 4 and 12 this: Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Yeshua taught His original disciples to pray, Hallowed be your name. And Yeshua is referring to the Father's name. He taught His disciples to pray, Hallowed be the Father's name. And when we are born again, we can say, Hallowed be your name. And we are saying, may your name be kept holy. We are saying, when we reverence the Father's name, we are saying, we accept the holy name that your beloved Son Yeshua came to earth with, which was His Father's name. Let us remember, that name was taught to all the disciples and the mixed multitude of people who knew Him over in the Middle East by the name Yeshua. And we as disciples today should reverence His holy name.
The name Yehoshua was shortened to Yeshua.
We're talking about His Hebrew name, and many are hearing that name today.
Millions of viewers watched The Passion of the Christ, directed by Mel Gibson 20 years ago. Without question, many heard the Hebrew name of our Holy Messiah when they watched The Passion of the Christ.
Yeshua.
And many believers are still ignoring the name he came to earth with. Hallowing his holy name is giving reverence to him and the Father. It's respecting his prayer, honoring his holy name. Yeshua told them the truth of who he was, yet men ignored the name he came to earth with. It is clear what Yeshua tried to convey in John 5:43, when he said, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive.
For those who have never heard that name, they're not held accountable. When we read Acts 4:12, we find Apostle Paul alluding to the name by which we must be saved in that day, to this day. For clarity, let us read Acts 4:12 again. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, and that was his disciples, by which we must be saved. They did not know him by an English name, Jesus. And when we read Acts 4:12, it refers to no other name given among men, which were Yeshua's disciples, who he gave his Father's name to, by which we must be saved. They had no other name to call him by other than the name he was born with over in the Middle East.
Yeshua has given us his salvation, that we be born again of his Spirit. Many born-again believers have not changed their carnal ways. There are those who still operate with their old nature. Are you born again? Every born-again believer must change their way of living.
Get your hands off of me.
The Lobby, inside Rock Church on East 62nd Street in Manhattan, Sunday at noon. As the pastor continues to lead his service in the sanctuary.
Excuse me.
The mayhem in the lobby sparked by a struggle for control of the church.
Galatians 5:17 declares, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Again, we find in Galatians 5:19-21, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now let us talk about what it means to be saved and born again. How is one saved? Romans 10 verse 9 declares that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Yeshua and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, for a better understanding, let's read this passage of scripture together. Romans 10 verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Yeshua and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It is important as born-again believers to give reverence to the Father's name that our Holy Savior came to the earth with. We have shared earlier in John 5 and 43, Yeshua told the men who meant him harm that he came in his Father's name.
At the time of the building of Zerubbabel's temple, that the name Yehoshua was shortened to Yeshua.
Now let us pause for just a minute on being born again and being used by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us see what Matthew 7:22 is really saying.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
Now in this passage of scripture of Matthew 7:22, in that day, when Yeshua comes to establish his kingdom, some will feel that they have earned credibility from their good works of prophesying, casting out demons, and doing other powerful works in his name. Those people will claim that their good deeds were earned. Yeshua says to them that their works was of lawlessness, and he commands them to depart from him because they practiced lawlessness.
Let us read 1 John 3 verse 4, which reads, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Are you born again?
As born again believers in Christ Yeshua, we must know that the kingdom of Elohim has laws. Although we are not justified, judged by the works of the law, as recorded in Galatians 2:16, we must know.
We are required as born-again believers to keep Elohim's moral law.
Now we have heard that we are not justified or judged by the works of the law. Nevertheless, we are justified by faith. Let us read Galatians 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ Yeshua, even we have believed in Christ Yeshua, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. It is important to remember that Elohim's kingdom has laws in place that are not abolished. Let us stay reminded of Matthew 5 verse 17, where Yeshua says, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
We are required to keep the Ten Commandments simply because we love him. We find in John 14:15, Yeshua says, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 2 and 4 declares, he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Many are not keeping the commandments of Elohim God and claim they are. Most believers don't believe that they should keep the fourth commandment, while some believers feel that it's only for the Jews to keep the fourth commandment. Sadly, many pastors are not teaching their congregation to keep the Ten Commandments. As born-again believers, we're to keep the Ten Commandments. Some have thought the seventh day was for the Seventh-day Adventists. We even thought that. But the more we research who Yeshua is and his holy word, and you seek it out for yourself, you'll find that it was given to all mankind in the very beginning of creation.
It is important for all born-again believers to realize and accept that the fourth commandment was first given in the very beginning of creation on the seventh day. Keeping the Sabbath is a shadow of things to come and has nothing to do with denominations or racial barriers. Our Holy Savior separated the seventh day apart from all the other days of the week. In Exodus 20, verse 8, we find, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." In Isaiah 66, 22 through 23, it is written, "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord." As a born-again believer in Christ, let us understand that the Sabbath will be worshipped in the new heavens and the new earth. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh, meaning all born-again believers, shall come to worship Yeshua.
And we find it being the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments. All born-again believers must exercise keeping the holiest day of the week, which is the seventh day, that begins sundown Friday and ends sundown on Saturday. Yeshua created the Sabbath for all mankind. We find that recorded in Mark 2:27. For those who think we are teaching something different, we advise you to search the scriptures for yourself. Welcome, Holy Spirit International Ministry, and for the Time Has Come weekly radio program, refuse to teach a compromising gospel. As born-again believers in Christ Yeshua, we are required to teach the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Yeshua tells us he comes in the volume of the book. It is written of him.
Now let us read Matthew 7, verse 23 to see what Yeshua is saying about practicing lawlessness. And it reads, "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness."
In that day, when Yeshua comes to establish his kingdom, some will feel that they have earned credibility from their good works of prophesying, casting out demons, and doing other powerful works in his name. Those people will claim that their good deeds were earned. Yeshua says to them that their works was of lawlessness, and he commands them to depart from him because they practiced lawlessness. Healings take place by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit of Elohim God, and by faith in Christ Yeshua, we are healed. Now let us read Mark 5:34, and this is Yeshua speaking. "And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Yeshua never said it was his name that heals us. Our faith heals us. As born-again believers in Christ Yeshua, we must know that the kingdom of Elohim has laws. Although we are not justified, judged by the works of the law, as recorded in Galatians 2:16, we must know that we are required as born-again believers to keep his moral law. We are required to keep the Ten Commandments simply because we love him. We find in John 14:15, Yeshua says, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
Let us stay reminded of Hebrews 10 verse 7, and this is Yeshua speaking. "Then I said, Behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God." Let us not forget what Yeshua said to his disciples then, and what he is saying to his disciples today. Let us read Luke 24 verse 44. "Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me." The law of Moses has not been abolished. We read Luke 24, verse 44, "For your understanding that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning Yeshua." The moral law, the Torah, has not been abolished. Once again, we find in Matthew 5, verse 17, Yeshua is saying, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Yeshua says, "Do not think." He abolished the law or the prophets. We read earlier Yeshua telling his disciples that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses. Yeshua is in the Torah. The law is written of him.
The name Jesus. For most Jewish people, it's a foreign name. And for many people, they just hear Jesus. They don't know what it is, what it means. In Hebrew, from that word Yasha comes the word salvation. From that word comes the Hebrew word Yeshua. And Yeshua means salvation. The name Jesus is really Yeshua. And in the scriptures it says, God has become my Yeshua, or my salvation.
It is important to know that salvation is a gift from God. And saying yes to him is the perfect gift of life anyone can receive. Let us read Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9, which declares, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." It is important to know that by the good grace of God, you are saved from the devil's tactics and from all evil. Let us stay reminded of John 3 verses 3 through 5, that we cannot see or enter the kingdom of God unless we are born again. When you receive his salvation is when you become saved by having faith in God. We cannot save ourselves. Acts 16 and 31 declares, "So they said, believe in the Lord Yeshua, and you will be saved, you and your household."
Now let us read Acts 4 and 12 again for a better understanding. "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now let us take note that by the name of Yeshua, Christ of Nazareth, who they crucified. Now that name was given to his disciples, those disciples who walked with him in that day. In no way could he have had an English name, living over in the Middle East. There was no English language. There was no King James to translate or any other scholar to translate his name. There was no United States of America. We have shared that in our previous teachings. You must seek him out for yourself as a born-again believer.
In John 5:43, we find Yeshua saying, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. Now let us read John 5:43. And this is Yeshua speaking. And it is written, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive.
He's talking to the men who purposed to crucify him. And sadly, we're still crucifying him according to the name that he was given by his Holy Father. And many of us today would not respond to a name never given to us. For centuries, our Holy Savior has been long suffering with us, calling on a name that he was never given. Yeshua prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before he went to the cross, before he died for our sins. It was four times that he cried out to the Father that he indeed gave his disciples his Father's name. And this is the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
Are you born again? Let us stay reminded that not all saved believers who have accepted Christ into their lives are born again. Sadly, many have not been transformed by the renewing of their mind. Many born-again believers have not changed their carnal ways. We showed you earlier many saved believers that are not converted. They have not been regenerated, and many still have the same social behaviors, and many saved believers are not led by God's Holy Spirit and are sadly running their lives by their old nature, their fleshly nature.
Romans 12:2 declares this, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is so important as saved believers in Christ, to make sure that we are born again, that we are not conforming to the systems of this world, and that we have been transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's very important as a born-again believer.
In Matthew 3, verse 11, it is written, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. As we can see, John the Baptist baptized with water unto repentance. Let us remember what we have covered so far in this teaching. When we are born again, we are born by the Holy Spirit of God. We pray that you gained an understanding of this teaching today, of the instructions given by our Holy Savior in John 3, verses 3 through 5. that unless one is born of water and born of the Spirit, that person cannot see, nor can that person enter the kingdom of God. We leave you with this very important message. Every saved believer must be born again. Are you born again? Welcome Holy Spirit International Ministry is a non-denominational outreach ministry without walls, reaching every race, creed, and color for His return. Each week, we bring to you an uncompromising gospel that outlines the image and likeness of who our Hebrew Savior is. We are not associated with any particular denominations, such as the Hebrew Roots Movement, Black Hebrew Israelites, Rastafarian religion, or any man-made religion that separates the body of Christ. Let us not be fooled in this hour. The body of Christ cannot be separated by any two houses. Man has no right to judge or think that the body of Christ can be separated. In no way can it be separated. Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 3, verse 28, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Yeshua." All glory and honor must be centered around who our Holy Savior was and is. Hebrews 10 verse 7 declares, "Then I said, Behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God." This is Yeshua speaking of himself. He came to do his Father's will. As born again believers, we must do the Father's will. If this program has been a blessing to you, please sow your generous love offerings to www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. That's www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. To give, use the donate buttons on the website and help us continue to bring the uncompromising gospel around the world during these end times. When you help us with your generous gift of any amount, you are helping us by spreading the good news of who Yeshua is worldwide on Twitter at the letter R Hebrew Savior, on Facebook, the number 4, The Time Has Come, WHSI Ministry. Let us walk this walk out together. Join us next time on For the Time Has Come with Apostle Sheldon and Prophet Sharon. For the Time Has Come is now.
Tomorrow, who promised?
Are you born again? We are here to pray with you. Call us, email us.
We love you. Elohim loves you more.